Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back into the Midday Show, 92.9 The Game here on New Year's Eve. Randy McMichael, Abe Gordon, in for Bunk one final time here. He'll be back on Friday in 2026. And we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline all the way to the Sugar Bowl, where our man Brandon Adams, BA of Dog Nation Daily, UGA Insider, is joining us, taking in the sights, the sounds, the scenes, the comments. BA, how you doing today, man?
I am doing great. Happy New Year to both of you, and looking forward to tomorrow for
how
sure.
How many beignets has BA had?
Randy, I am so fat right now. Like, I see myself on camera. I look like a fat. I am just huge. Like, I have not stopped eating since I have been here. Beignets and everything else in between. I mean, I don't think there has been a day in which I haven't had more than three meals, right?
Because
you're like, it's like you sort of sneak in these little extra meals in between the given meals. So, yes, I am putting on quite a it's like the Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game of eating right now.
Well, I mean, you're in New Orleans. That's what you're supposed to eat while you're down there, man. I mean, some of the best food there is.
That's what I'm telling myself. I hope it's true. That's what I'm telling myself.
B.A., the whole atmosphere, what does it look like down there as far as, you
vibe?
Know, I don't say that. I try to stay away from that damn overused word. But what is it like down there as far as a fanfare between both Ole Miss and Georgia?
Well, this is always the day when more fans show up, right? Okay. We've seen, I would say that to my eyes, I've seen probably slightly more Ole Miss fans than Georgia fans at this point, but there's going to be a huge contingent of Georgia fans that'll be arriving today. So, you know, compared to maybe some of the other quarterfinal games, I think this is going to be a really big atmosphere. You don't want to say vibe, but I think the vibe will be probably pretty good. I think it's going to feel like a big game. And, you know, on the Ole Miss side, I know they've had a lot of change with their program, but you can make a case that, you know, this is the biggest game this program has played in anything we would think of as the modern era. So since we've been alive, this is the biggest game Ole Miss has played. So I think their fans are certainly going to treat it that way. And for Georgia, and listen, obviously this could all change if the result goes the wrong way tomorrow. But I think for Georgia, there is a feeling among fans right now that this is a team that is better positioned than it was last season. You know, last year it's Gunnar making his first start. Georgia had lost twice in the regular season a year ago. This year they've only lost the one time. You know, Georgia got a coveted win against Alabama, which is the sort of thing that raises the optimism level for Georgia fans, because those have been so few and far between that there is a level of enthusiasm, I think, for Georgia they probably did not have a year ago. Now, I also think there's some Georgia fans who are maybe saying, well, if they can win this game, they're going to go try to travel to the Fiesta Bowl next week. You know, there's, I think some folks are holding out for maybe that opportunity, but I do think there's going to be a big game feel to this because it's a rare instance of SEC versus SEC in the Sugar Bowl. Mm.
The only vibe we talk about here is the Atlanta vibe, pro volleyball here in Atlanta. So
there you go. I like that.
I do think that certainly Georgia's better positioned. You mentioned that. What interests me is what Ole Miss is coming into this game. And obviously, no Lane Kiffin, Pete Golding takes over. There's a number of coordinators that are eventually going to be headed to LSU, but they're still impactful in the program, including in tomorrow's game. And we have now seen them for one performance without Lane Kiffin. In that win, B.A., did you notice anything different? What did we learn about a no Lane Kiffin Ole Miss squad?
Yeah, I don't know that we learned much from the Tulane game simply because, A, that was a replica of what we'd already seen. You know, right. Ole Miss had handled Tulane easily earlier in the year and essentially did that again. And, look, you know, John Summerall's on his way out of the Tulane program, too. So I think that the Ole Miss-Tulane round one game, to me, feels like a little bit of a throwaway in terms of what it predicts for this game. Instead, though, what I'm going to look at is, I think on, you know, tomorrow night, this is one of those games in which the first quarter is going to tell us so much. Like, I'll run through it here really quickly. You know, Kewin Lacy, the outstanding Ole Miss running back, he's apparently healthy. He's going to play again. Well, let's see how that shoulder holds up to contact once the game begins. We'll learn that in the first 15 minutes. Same thing for, as you say, and we talked about this, I think, last week, the absence of Lane Kiffin. I just think that's a big deal. And I think the fact that the Ole Miss assistant coaches who've left with Kiffin to go to LSU but are staying for the playoff, the fact they've been double, you know, pulling double duty the last couple of weeks, including, I think, even some this week, I think that what kind of distraction or lack of focus does that create? We may learn that some in the first 15 minutes tomorrow. Obviously, Georgia's a better defensive team, we think, now than it was when the game against Ole Miss began. But if Ole Miss is moving the football early, then we may be saying, well, actually, this is Georgia facing a top-flight offense again, and all of a sudden now these stops are hard to come by. I think if you want to get a gauge for how this game's going to go, I think the first 15 minutes tomorrow are going to be incredibly key. In fact, for people who are thinking, you know, point spreads and betting and things like that, this may be one of the better live betting opportunities because I think you're going to pretty quickly see what the mood of this game is. Now, we also saw in the fourth quarter in October, game completely flipped. So, obviously, anything can happen. But I think we're going to be able to tell what the layoff has meant for Georgia, what the absence of Lane Kiffin means for Ole Miss. A lot of this may become evident in the first 15 minutes tomorrow.
B.A., what about the injuries? I know that Aguero, the star, he's out. Also, obviously, Gabe Harris. We know that, that Drew's not going to play. But if these two guys are out, these are two starters. I mean, do you think Georgia has the depth and the experience to replace guys like that?
Well, I think they feel like they do at the nickelback position with Rashawn Dinkins stepping in for Janelle Aguero. No disrespect to Janelle. I think that Georgia really likes Rashawn Dinkins a lot, and I think they felt like he had a really good game in the SEC championship because, you know, Aguero didn't play there either. I just think they think that Dinkins is ready. Once again, no disrespect to Aguero, but I don't feel like Georgia thinks it has much of a drop-off with Dinkins right now. They really like him a lot. The Gabe Harris injury, I do think that's a big deal. Now, Georgia's obviously got some talented guys. This will be an opportunity for Joseph Jonah-Jonye to step in. And I do think the outside linebackers that have played better, including Quintavious Johnson, as the season has gone along, they'll have maybe extra responsibility or maybe just extra emphasis on what they're doing. But I think the Harris injury is a really big deal because he'd been very good. I think the Aguero injury is maybe less of a big deal because I think they love Dinkins in coverage. And I just think I think he's ready.
I just want to follow up. I don't know, maybe I blanked out watching this bowl game in which a terrible turnover just took place. But Colby Young and the potential for his return, how does that impact what they're going to do offensively and certainly how the ball is spread around over the course of this game?
Well, I talked to Colby yesterday, and you know he was rare and go, and obviously he's no longer listed on the availability report at all. I'm weird, though, in the fact that I'm still a little suspicious of, man, for a guy that when he got injured, whenever it was early in the season, I mean, I think we all thought he was done. Now you have this miraculous recovery. If I had to guess, I still think his biggest impact will come if Georgia advances national semifinal, maybe a national championship. But, I mean, it could be that he's fully healthy. And if he is, he's a very important player for Georgia. He's a red zone weapon. He's a third down weapon, big bodied guy. They really, really like him a lot. If he's fully healthy, then he'll be one of Georgia's top receivers tomorrow. I still have a suspicion this may be one of those things where he's on the field, but the guys we've seen shouldering the load, they may be the ones that do most of that. And if Georgia can advance, then there's maybe more of Colby Young to come after that. The template for this might be George Pickens in 2021. After a long injury, came back for the game against Michigan. He was on the field, didn't do much, had a huge catch in the national championship against Alabama. It may be one of those things where if Colby, before this thing is done, I'm talking about, you know, into January, if he can find another big catch or two for Georgia, that's the kind of thing that could change the outcome of the season, and I guess we'll see if he's able to provide some of that tomorrow. I'm still a little suspicious of how much that's going to be.
And he played well in that game before he got hurt also last time they played against against Ole Miss. Last vote for me, B.A., and I know we talk about it, and I don't know if you've got a chance to talk to Kirby or at his presser talking about last year being down there and all the other things outside the field. That, you know, as far as we know, what happened with Big Coach Smart and everything. Has he spoken on any of that while y'all have had him in the press?
Yeah, he has. He's obviously been asked about that a lot, and I think for the most part, he's really tried to downplay that. It's one of those things where, and I think, and I know Randy, you would agree. I mean, you know, privately, he deserves to, you know, keep those thoughts private. Right. That's what he wants to do. Obviously, you know, and when you know Coach Smart. You know, Mr. Smart, Sonny Smart passed away last year. It brought back a lot of memories for me of my own father's passing, right? So I know how emotional that was even for me to watch Kirby go through that. I'm assuming there must be a lot of emotion around that. I can tell you for all the media that's here, you know, being exactly a year ago that obviously the terrible tragedy happened with the horrific, you know, terror attack. I mean, I think a lot of media people are also kind of in a weird spot again, too, of, boy, we were just here and, you know, being in the exact same spot, right, you know, only a couple of blocks away from where it happened, you have that feeling, too. So I think there's a lot of emotion around this, but I'll give the Sugar Bowl people a lot of credit in the fact that they've made this game feel just as fun and big as it ever was. And obviously, I think Georgia is locked in. And I think that Kirby's commitment to being locked in with his team probably helps him from going back and thinking too much about, you know, exactly what happened a year ago for him when he was in this spot and on a different set of circumstances for the entire city around that same time.
Look, B.A., and this is my final one as well. You never look past this game, and there's still a lot to be determined on the field, but there's a chance that Georgia in the semifinals, assuming they can beat Ole Miss, could be facing Carson Beck. Has there been any talk about the potential for that matchup and kind of how that would feel, despite, you know, both teams needing to take care of business tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know there's been talk about it a ton yet, just because, I mean, I think if you're Georgia, you didn't advance in this spot a year ago. So I think, obviously, Georgia just wants to get through this game. But you are right in terms of, like, storylines and you guys, you know, talking, you know, local sports every single day. To have Georgia facing its former quarterback, if it would happen, and Miami's, you know, decent underdog tonight. They're about a 9.5-point underdog, so they're not favored to win. But in terms of local storylines that you all have covered on the Andy and Randy Show, that would be one of the bigger ones in recent years because, you know, Beck was such a lightning rod when he was at Georgia last year. So if it gets to that point in terms of the media attention and all the questions and all of the going back and looking at this and looking at that and things that were said, I mean, it's going to be a really big deal, but obviously both those teams would have to win for that to occur.
B.A., stay safe. Try and limit that calorie intake, and we'll chat with you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate
Happy
you,
New Year.
Thank you. Brandon Adams, Dog Nation Daily there on the WadeFord.com hotline. Randy, I put on 14 pounds on the cruise.
You told me that, dog.
I think New Orleans would be equally as dangerous. The beignets, I think you're right.
I've only had one beignet, and I understood why, because I was like, I'm going to sit here and just eat all these. I've only had one. I've been to New Orleans numerous times, but I've only had one beignet. But, yeah, the food down there, it's just excellent. It's excellent. That's the only time I will have a daiquiri. Because I love it's the only time, and it always has to be the same thing. I got to have a hand grenade.
Okay,
I have my hand grenade, and then I'll go about my business because me and
maybe you like cooking, maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That drink, we went toe-to-toe on a damn Tuesday.
You lasted longer than Jake Paul did, huh?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I bet.
We went toe-to-toe one day, me and that drink right there.
I'll tell you what gets me in trouble in New Orleans is that it's a heavy lunch town.
Yes.
And I don't mean a lot of people eat lunch there. I mean, the lunches you eat in New Orleans are heavy.
Yes.
They are like first dinners, essentially.
Yes.
It's not like a deli sandwich and you're good. It's a heavy lunch. And there's nothing wrong with that because that food, as you mentioned, is outstanding. Speaking of New Orleans, Bo Johnson. And the back page coming your way next. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll wrap this hour up with the back page with Bo coming up next. And a lot still to come in the 1 o'clock hour as well. So stick around. It's the Midday Show. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.